You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. Thank you so much. Before we get started, I want to give you our number to call in if you have any needs for prayer. The number is 1-760-315-1967. That's a number you can call in if you have prayer requests or you have a great need just for someone to pray with you and help you. Let me open up in prayer. Father, I thank you right now, and I come before thy throne in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for thy goodness, for thy mercies that are new every day. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single listener. I plead the blood of Jesus over every home that is tuned in right now. I pray that you surround them in your grace and mercy. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring your comfort, bring your peace, bring your victory into their home. Give them ears to hear, give them eyes to see, and give them a heart to understand and comprehend how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so excited all that God is doing. If you want to know more about our ministry and who I am, you can log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. Again, atouchfromabove.org. I tell you today that God loves you and has so much in store for you. And I would like to tell you that we can live a life without trials or opposition, but wrong answer. As long as you live on this earth, you will have opposition. You will have trials. You will have every manner of opposition to try to come and get you defeated, try to get you to walk in a place of discouragement. But I tell you today that God loves you. And I want to teach you today that prayer is such a wonderful tool, an amazing tool that God Almighty has given you and I, and that we can walk in victory today. Reading out of Luke chapter 11, reading in verse 1. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Why did John teach his disciples how to pray? And why did his disciples come to him, Jesus, and say, teach us how to pray? There was something that happened when Jesus prayed. You see, you and I have to understand that there is power and authority. And how is this authority exercised? It is exercised in prayer. As I stated last week, that Satan always tries to oppose the prayer of God's people more than anything else. And we can tell this is evident in the book of Daniel. As we read in Daniel, Daniel was still a young man when he was taken captive by the Babylonians. I think that was in 605 BC. But God allowed this captivity to be the means by which Daniel was given a key position in the greatest empire of that day. As Joseph found favor in Egypt while experiencing temporary setbacks, so Daniel was used by God because of the gift given to him to interpret dreams. You may not understand this, but your gift that God has given you is for a purpose of his kingdom. Many times we don't understand that. This gift that Daniel had, this gift was later used to show such a precise vision of the future that so many scholars, they doubt, well, how can this be true? How could this be true? How could this book be true? Because it was so accurate, the interpretation that Daniel gave. You see, in the year of Darius the Mede, the future universal ruler of the Middle East, Daniel received special understanding of Jeremiah chapter 25:12. And as he realized the implications his new understanding had for Jerusalem, he prayed his famous intercessory prayer for his people. He began by confessing his own sin. Although his although his uncompromising faithfulness to God was recognized by all of the Jews in captivity, he then began to ask forgiveness for his people. As is seen in the 9th chapter, he continued by petitioning God for his people. Reading out of Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 16 through 17, it says, O Lord, according to thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sin and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. You see, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 16 through 17, he continually prayed for his people. And as he continued in prayer, his supplication became even more just great compassion, passion, and urgency. You can read that in verse 19. It says, he continues on, O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. As Daniel continued in prayer, God sent the angel Gabriel to visit him. Gabriel then reveals the way Satan opposes the prayer of God's people. You may be in a certain situation and circumstance in your life right now. You may be in a situation that seems absolutely ludicrous, impossible. How am I going to get out of this? I tell you today that God loves you so much. And the devil will do anything he can to oppose, to stop, to hinder your gift from coming forth. He says here in Daniel chapter 10, reading in verse 12 through 13, he says, Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. You see, you can see that the devil tries his best to stop the prayers of the saints of God. We can see later in the chapter that Gabriel shows the battle that he will face when he leaves Daniel. You see, there is a demonic spiritual force of darkness that has been called from hell against your life today. This is why prayer is so important. The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. But I tell you today that God has made a way for you and I to walk in the victory. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do. It doesn't matter how he tries to come against you. Our God is faithful to hear the cries of his people. If you and I will set away some time, set away and cry out, set some time apart and pray. People ask me, but Dr. Luana, why are you building a place of prayer in the heart of San Diego, in the seat of California, where California has been like the trendsetter of the entire world? Why? Because where there is more wickedness, much more grace shall abound. If God can find a people that will come up to the mountain. You know, the Bible says that Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. The Bible says in that very portion of Luke chapter 11, praying in a certain place. You see, sometimes you have to get away to pray. Sometimes you have to get away from the phone, from the internet, from everything around you, and begin to cry out to God. God wants to hear. He wants to hear you cry out. He is waiting for you to ask him to come and meet your needs. Nothing's too hard for him. Not one thing. You know, so many times we don't understand the power of prayer. I have been guilty, and I have been a Christian almost 33 years. And there have been times in my life where, you know what, I thought, you know what, I can do this. I can make it happen. I can do this with my arm. But I'm sorry, my arm is way too short. My eyes are way too dull of seeing. And my ears are way too deaf. But God, who hears, who sees, and who is able to reach out his mighty hand and touch every circumstance in our lives, in our nation, I am burdened for the United States of America. And I know that if God can move upon your heart and my heart and separate us to a place of prayer that will begin to cry out for our nation, cry out for Hollywood, cry out for the people that are setting the trends of immorality, corruption, homosexuality, every lying spirit of adultery and fornication that is brought forth from this place, this seat of California, of Hollywood, that goes forth and sets that trend for the entire world. You see, there's a prince of darkness over that area. But I tell you today that if you and I will trust God like Daniel, and we begin to pray and we begin to seek God, you and I can bring down the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful, All-Knowing God into our midst, and God will move on our behalf. Why? Because He loves you and I. And because God has given us authority and dominion. You've never been out to the prayer mountain. Why? Why? No, it's not real fancy. No, you don't have internet service on the mountain. Hark, you barely can have a cell phone on that mountain. Oh, you can. But you know what? I suggest you leave your cell in your car. And yes, we have a little cabin you can get into and you can begin to cry out. The other day, it was amazing. We have five visitors that came up to our prayer mountain that were Korean from Korea. And I gave them a tour of the prayer mountain and showed them the prayer grottos. If you've never seen a prayer grotto, it's just a little teeny place of solitude for you to pray. And they said, oh, I can't believe this. I haven't seen this since we were in Korea. This is something only we see in Korea. Why? Because they have 350 prayer grottos, and they are filled 24/7, 7 days a week for people to come and pray. God wants us to pray. Nothing is too hard. You're in a situation. Your children are addicted to drugs. Your children are away from God. Your life seems to be chaotic. Your mate, your husband, or your wife seems like they have a devil. Pray, pray, pray. Only God can break that yoke off of their lives. Oh, yes, I have been through trials. I have been through heartache. I have been through betrayal. I have been through sickness. And only prayer can deliver us out of that place of darkness. Only prayer can set us free. You know what? I love you today. And I want you to know that Jesus is waiting for you to come and pray. I'm going to go to a commercial really quick. And I'll be right back. So please do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. I have more to share with you. I'll be right back. God bless you.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Thank you so much for coming back. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. We have our lines open for you for prayer. Area code 1-760-315-1967. Please call if you need prayer. We have people standing by right now, prayer warriors, that will pray with you. You know, so many times we don't understand why Jesus, the disciples, came and asked him, teach us how to pray. Right after Jesus prayed, he went into the cities and to the towns, and immediately, multitudes were healed and set free and delivered. No matter where he went, whenever he preached the gospel, there were healings, there were deliverances, there were freedom to every single person that heard the word of God. You see, the Bible says in Luke chapter 8, he says here in verse 48, and he said to her, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Why? Whenever Jesus walked on the scene, filled with the Holy Spirit power, people would be drawn to him and they would come to him and healing would leave him. Revelation, insight, wisdom, the mind of Christ, multiplying the fish and the bread. You're listening to my program today, and you're a pastor. You're trying to build your church, but I love you with all my heart, and you're building it on your own strength. You can't do that. Oh, you can for a little bit. You can build a little bit on personality, but after a while, it withers away and it doesn't last forever. The Bible says that Jesus is the builder of his church. He said, and when he builds his church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You see, when you have to tippy-toe around because you're afraid to offend anybody, I want you to know something, that the gospel does sometimes offend people, but you have to pray to be bold enough not to be a coward, and don't be mad at me now, not to be a coward of speaking the truth of Jesus Christ, the word of God, the gospel that changes the lives of literally thousands to those that hear. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither staffs nor bag nor bread nor money. That's not popular today, is it? And do not have two tunics apiece. People don't understand that today. You see, the Bible talks about another gospel, another Jesus that is being preached today. And there are many people that are preaching out of selfish gain for wants and material things. That doesn't work. Yes, it is fun for a season. And yeah, you may like it, all that stuff. But you know what? You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. Pastor, you can't take it with you. You're not going to take one thing with you. You see, we must do the works of God, but we have to learn how to walk in faith. He says right here, and do not have two tunics apiece. Whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart, and whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. You see, God has called me to preach the gospel. How do I live? I live by faith. I have to trust God every day. I have to trust God for every single thing. How am I building a prayer mountain? By faith, my dear friend. By prayer. By you, when you listen, you say, you know what? I need to give a gift to that mountain to see it built. And those that give a gift receive a great reward. Why? Because God is honored. You know, it was amazing. I was working on one of the little cabins as I was painting it and preparing it and just cleaning it up and, you know, and just thinking about all of God's goodness. I thought about a young lady who has gone on to be with Jesus. Her name is Linda Grange. She has gone on to be with Jesus. But before she passed away, she said, I want to help and dedicate this cabin to my son. Her son at that time was sick with leukemia and he died. She said, I want to give this cabin to my son in my son's name, that people will pray and learn that God is the healer and the redeemer. And I looked at her as she had tears in her eyes, and she would come to the prayer mountain every morning to pray. And she says, my heart is for one thing, to pray. And she would sit there and she would weep and cry. And she knew there were things in her life that weren't pleasing to God, but she would cry out to God. She would weep before the porch and the altar. She would say, oh Lord, let my heart be right before you. Help me to forgive my enemies. Help me to do good to those that do bad. But she left a legacy behind at that prayer mountain. And as I was painting and putting trim, I was thinking about the plaque that we are preparing for her on that cabin, as she didn't even realize that she would go on to be with the Lord before that little cabin was even completed. You see, our life can make impact. And how do we do that? By investing in God's kingdom. By investing in prayer. You can't change some circumstances. Some things you look and you think, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You can't change it in your natural. You have to come to Christ to cry out to Him. God wants a place of prayer for our nation. You're listening to my program today, and you see, you are a believer of God. The Bible says there are two types of people. There are the kings and the priest. And the king sent the priest. I know, and with humbleness I say, I am God's priest. I am called to preach the gospel. I am called to reach a people that no one else can reach. I was called out of darkness. I was called out of not a good home. I was called out of a home that had chaos and turmoil. But today I'm saved and born again. And when I look out and I see the homes of so many that are broken, I am God's priest to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't beat around the bush, because I know that sin is a destroyer. And God has called you, and you're a king. God has called you as a king to send the priest. And you're listening to my program today. And there's nothing more that I love to do than to preach the gospel. That's what I'm called for. I'm called to preach the gospel around the world. I'm looking at going into Pakistan this year. Pakistan is predominantly a Muslim community, but they are literally millions in Lahore, Pakistan, over 20 million people in Lahore, Pakistan, and only 1% of them are Christian. I've been asked to go in and do a crusade. I need your help to go in and do that crusade. We can reach over 25 to 100,000 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is it dangerous? Yes. Is it scary? Absolutely. Do I sometimes have fear? Yes. I have had fear everywhere I've traveled, but I just have to pray. I've gone into the bush of Africa in Malawi, where the roads have been shut off and there have been young teenagers with AK-47s. Has it been scary? Yes, it's been scary. Have I held my Bible with clutched knuckles? Yes, I have. Praying under my breath in the Holy Spirit, oh dear God, protect me, send your angels, oh sovereign God. Have I seen things that have been crazy? Absolutely. I have traveled throughout Republika Czech in Yugoslavia. I have traveled where there was war-torn areas. Is it scary? Yes. Is there a need? Absolutely. But I tell you today that there has never been a need like there is a need in America. And God has called me to preach the gospel, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I am not afraid to preach this straight truth that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And if you turn from your wickedness, God would heal your home, your land, every part of your life. And I am not ashamed to do that. You're listening to my program today, and you are the king. And you want to send this young lady, because I am called for this hour. If you've never seen my book cover, you know what? Go online to my website, A Touch From Above, and look at the cover of my book. I was brought out of darkness. I was delivered from drugs. I was delivered from brokenness and betrayal of a marriage. I was delivered and set free, and only Jesus can do that in our hearts. You're listening to my program today, and I ask you, with the humility of God in the Holy Spirit, like the Apostle Paul spoke in Corinthians 8 and 9, he told them to please give. I ask you to give. Everything that I get is for the purpose of the gospel. I am a volunteer. Everything that I get, every bit of my monies go to preach the gospel. Not one penny goes just for my own gain. I drive a truck. I don't live in a fancy house. I'm called to preach. That is my calling. I ask you today to give to the purpose that I may preach the gospel in Pakistan, but most of all, that I may touch the United States of America. I love you. You can visit my website. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above. I want to thank you today for tuning in. You can visit our website, atouchfromabove.org. You can give online or you can mail in your gift at P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. You can click on to K-Praise for our sponsors as well. You can thank our sponsors by enjoying their professional services. Tell them that Dr. Luana sent you. Chaldea website, design and web hosting. Doug, you can ask him. CB Construction, expert building from the ground up or just to remodel. Steve Coles. Ramona Dental Group, dental implants, beautifying smiles and dental health. Dr. Bruce Laurie. Sledgebuster Septic Service, the European sanitation, portable toilets for construction and special events. Ask for Ed. Heil's Pool Service. Phil keeps our pool in Ramona beautiful at the Prayer Mountain. It is for our wonderful baptismal. East County Gazette Advertising. Eli, thank you for your gift. Thank you for doing so much work at the Prayer Mountain. David from Oregon, God bless you. Don, thank you so much from Escondido. Marion, thank you so much for your wonderful gifts are always so timely. Bill and Melanie, you are amazing. I appreciate you. Do me a favor. Thank our sponsors. Enjoy their professional service. Tell them that Dr. Luana sent you. All their information is on our website, atouchfromabove.org. If you are listening to my program and you have an old semi or tractor, or an old truck or an old big metal warehouse that you want to get rid of, an old plane that flies or doesn't fly, a boat or anything at all, and you would like to donate that to the Prayer Mountain to help me build this Prayer Mountain out. There's a wonderful friend of mine by the name of Chad. He said, you know what, Dr. Luana, we want to help you build that Prayer Mountain. You're listening to my program today. You are my eyes out there. You see things all around. We can use those items to turn those in and to turn those into monies to help build that Prayer Mountain. My goal is to have a Prayer Mountain where there are literally hundreds of people a day that can come and pray 24/7, 7 days a week, that there would be no price, no cost involved, where you could come and pray. But right now we can't do that. I need your help. Help me build a place for God's people to come and pray. The Bible says, and as it happened, he was alone praying, that his disciples joined him, and he asked them, and he's saying, who do the crowds say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is today? Is he a God that answers prayer? Yes, he is. Let's take time out today, and let's pray. I am God's servant. Help me build the Prayer Mountain. Help me preach the gospel around the world. Father, we thank you so much. If you're listening to my program today and you are not saved, say this prayer. Jesus, forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior today. If you said that prayer today, contact me. I want to send you a gift and I want to help you continue your walk in Christ Jesus. He loves you today. You are important. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. God bless you.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.